Manuscript Releases, Volume 10. Mr. Number 804. Miscellaneous, Audio. Educate the thoughts. All murmuring and repining is a sin. We must educate our hearts and tongues so that almost the first thought will be of the goodness of God and of the compassion of Jesus our uplifted Savior. You cannot look there but by faith. Self must die in order that we may live the life of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Prayer request translated into the things we need. If we come to God and pray for things that are not in accordance with the will of God, then he that searcheth the hearts and trieth the reins of the children of men translates that prayer into the very things that we need to ask God to give us. I loathe myself. I would clothe myself in sackcloth and ashes and cry, unclean, unclean. The only cleanness that I can have is that which is in Jesus Christ. He takes my prayer and offers it to God, and if I make a mistake and ask for the things that are not best, my prayer is translated into the very things that I should have and want. God's love in the human soul nearly obliterated. The message of warning comes to us as it came to Noah. We are to warn all that the Lord is at the door. We are to urge those who are disloyal to God to repent and render obedience to his law. Man was created in the image of God, but in him this image has been sadly disfigured. The traces of God's love in the human soul have been nearly obliterated. Men have chosen darkness rather than light. Obedience to God's commands wins eternal life. Disobedience places man on Satan's side of the question. Manifesting the Father's character, Christians should bear in mind that God has a personality, as verily as has Christ. They should so represent Christ's person and conduct that by doing his works they will manifest the character and spirit of the Father. Christ is the express image of his Father's person and character.